Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, listen up. I'm going to mention some cities. I know I repeat it a lot, but, you know, some people might not listen to one show and listen to another, but I have bands for almost every city. By the way, Denver. I'm coming to Denver on June 1st. And, by the way, if you listen to the show and you like, and I'm sure you do because we all love him, Alan Strickland William, he's in Denver right now. And I'm sure if you go to his Twitter page, he will tell you all the shows he's doing in Denver. I know he's doing like a lot, you know, like shows tonight, Friday night, which is tonight. He did a show last night, I think Saturday night. So go to Alan Strickland William's Twitter or his webpage and he'll tell you where the shows are. But he's in Denver right now. I'm going to be in Denver June 1st. And I think I'm going to say this wrong. It's Oriental Theater. Is that the name of it? It's something, it's like wrestling mixed with comedy. It's going to be great. And just one show on the 1st of June in Denver. And then I'm going to be back in Denver doing like, I'm going to find a place and do like, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that'll be later on towards, you know, the end of the summer. But anyway, I have bands in almost every city. But where I do need a band is June 10th, I'll be in Bentonville, Arkansas, doing one show on June 10th. I need a keyboard and drummer, but you both have worked together. Sometimes a drummer will, you know, email me, hey, I'm available. But no, I want to make sure whoever emails me, you or both have worked together before. And then the only other place that I need something, but this isn't for down the road, for June, I'm all taken care of. And then we're in Montreal. I'm going to do the podcast in Montreal. I'm doing shows every night in Montreal. Now there, I only need a drummer. That's what I need there, a drummer. That's it for like the 23rd all the way through the 29th. But if that sounds like it could work, and I just need a drummer there. I do not need a keyboard player, just in that market. So Montreal Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. John Brand Wagner will be there with me, sitting in with the band. It's going to be great. And then the Rec Room. Oh, by the way, that's July. The Montreal Comedy Festival is the end of July, the 23rd all the way through the 28th. Montreal Comedy Festival. And then I'll be at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California, on the 14th of July. All right. And I think that's it. I think it is. So I'll see you in Buffalo tonight, two shows. And then I'll see you in tomorrow night. I have two shows too. That's right. Also on the I'll be there on the 18th, which is tonight, and then the 19th, which is Saturday night. Had a great band tonight. We'll talk about them on the podcast. All right. Well, I hope you're good. This was the second half with Tom Martin. Oh, also, we did an issue-oriented show, and we covered everything. I think I had a clean head. We'll probably drop that on Sunday, the 20th. And we cover everything. Everything from... We even cover what do you do when you have a friend and they still support Trump. Someone you love very dearly. Not someone, you know, someone you really have known for a long time. Not that they voted for him. You're even willing to let that go. That they still support him. The very specificness. They still support him. They go, in other words, they're saying he doesn't do everything I like. And he does a lot of things that annoy me. And I weigh it out. But they still are sort of saying indirectly, but the good outweighs the bad. He does some things, and we talk about that in great specifics. If that's the, did I say that right? I think it's very, I thought it was very interesting, and I think a lot of people are dealing with it. And we'll talk about it. We talk about that on the show and many, many other things. Me and we all, you know, and Eric and Aristotle and John Baron Wagner. Oh, I just took a big drink of water. All right. So today is the second half of the Tom Martin show. And enjoy. You're great. I love Steve Fine Arts.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a poo thing. You've been following
Tom,
that?
I'm afraid that I'm going to be, how do
we
I say
stop
it?
With that dessert.
Well, yeah, we should stop. I have talked to the current writers, and I'll tell you their position.
We should stop.
Oh, because we're chewing into the microphone.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Is there trash talk?
Yeah, put it in. Did I say everything on here?
Sit on it, Potsy.
Hey.
Watch your language.
Not in my court.
not in your night court?
There you go.
I will tell you the attitude about the thing on The Simpsons, the general writers, it does not match.
Hold on one second.
The official attitude.
Well, you're saying it on a podcast.
Oh, all right.
I believe there was one woman I heard mention it on Twitter beautifully what the population was then. And so here's why I'm afraid to bring it up, and I'd rather edit it out. What if we're on completely different pages?
I don't think we will
No,
be.
We won't be.
Oh, we won't be?
Todd, you have to understand, there's a diverse group. There are white writers in their 40s, and there are white writers in their 50s. They have the whole broad range of possible writers covered. And they have some guys not from Harvard.
What?
Whoa. Two.
Can I tell you the hardest thing for people?
And they get the coffee.
It's, you know what? I'm going to say something very...
They get the coffee, yeah.
I'm going to say something that... You know who it's the hardest? Look. I'm really trying to say this in a way. I don't think I'm above anything that I talk about. I think maybe it's me saying it to maybe, hopefully. Look, I always hope that the way I say something will change somebody's belief. So sometimes I really have to rethink the way I say things because it could probably just make someone think I'm being aloof and an asshole. Mm-hmm. So I try to come from a more of an empathetic place. And I think And I think that's the hardest group it's for is for people that were progressive. Like, when they were fighting the fight, what their words were saying 30 years ago, they were doing a great fucking job. And I don't mean just the Simpsons. Of course it includes them. But I'm saying overall in life, too. Like, you know, even if you're not having a show on television, someone that was just a forward thinker because they marched for a good cause. So I'm not talking about people that 30 years ago were unprogressive. I'm talking about the ones that really were. They're the hardest to convince that maybe you got a little, you got right. lost in there. You don't. I know you don't want to believe. You're like, no, I am the one that's progressive. So if I'm getting, if my right. words are getting doubted, the world must be gone berserk. Right. No, they're
they
just
know,
growing.
They know. They live inside their own head and their own intent.
Yeah,
so
they can't believe that maybe in their best intentions that yeah, oh God, because you think about all the jokes that you or things you were saying or what you were saying 30 years ago, and yeah, you it's so and you were. Right. You were. You don't just think you were. You were. You were taking jabs at the right people, and
right.
and you were. And that's what's
right.
so cool about
right.
some
like,
of that
like,
old work.
It's like it's, you say, punching up or punching down.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hard for that group. That mm. and I, this is what I try to say in a loving way: to take a deep breath and go, "Come on." And that's when I say the same thing. I always bring it full circle to this because I believe it's it brings as much factuality to an opinion as you can. It's come on. It's. Oh, it's always stop. You're not the world's. It's not getting too like I know I was this, and now people are out of control. Now you can't. Now all,
well, can I
stop.
Tell you, I started the show, and I started The Simpsons in 1998, and it was an issue then. My sister was in college in the minorities in film class, and she was. They were already appalled by Apu in 1998. Okay. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that some people might have a difficult time. With the character.
Do you think the quicker you let someone know, by the way, you weren't wrong for laughing at it. You can educate yourself right. out of. You don't have to hate yourself.
Well, there's it's a just, lot about the character that works, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and then you just, but when you start looking at the whole perspective, you go, oh, other things weigh in on it. I don't think, I've had things that I used to think were funny, and now I know the path to where they originate, origin of them comes mm-hmm. from, or, oh, that's why. And then you go, oh, then you, if you take humanity into it and people's feelings, you go, oh, and you just change your beliefs. You don't have to think, oh, I was bad. You know, you're not a bad person. You just, you didn't know the words. You learn words are more powerful. As you get older, hopefully.
Yeah, I kind of give Hank Azaria the benefit of the doubt on all this because I heard interviews before where he was hesitant to even do the character at all. And, mm-hmm. and they said, no, you're going to do it. Which and I don't blame him for doing it, even with his hesitation.
Right.
His opinion on it now isn't extreme one way or the other. He doesn't say, we should just get rid of that character. He says, we should get rid of me doing that character and maybe hire some South Asian writers right. and maybe have it voiced by somebody right. that is from India.
Asian writers from Harvard, can we yeah, just be clear?
Did you hear him speak on Conan?
Yes.
It was so articulate.
He
and
it
so
well. Why
he
couldn't the show handle it that well? That's the crazy thing.
Hey, by the way, well said. He was so from his heart. And you know what I think? Look, you know, people spend a lot of time saying, oh, they want to throw you under the, you know, it's fun. The people love to watch you to bring somebody down. But you know what? Let's be positive. People are great, too. And people know when they hear something that sounds like, wow, that was brilliantly said. That was really nicely said. And it seemed like he meant it. And it was smart. And it was an intelligent thing. And it really didn't just answer the question to how they should handle it. It's how we should handle all of these things right. when they come up, whether it's the Red Sox or whether it happens to be this now.
Redskins.
So he encompassed a lot of things, very smart and very intelligent. And you know what? I think most people that are now heard it and went, I like right. that you try that no one's looking to hang anybody.
That's
come
probably
forth
the attitude on The Simpsons for the most part, but not by the people who control yeah. things.
Where does the buck stop? Matt Groening?
Al Jean. Al Jean and Matt to a degree, but Al Jean's running the show, and he's, I mean, I can't say because I'm not in there right now, but I believe that everything goes through him, and it's probably mostly his opinion you're seeing expressed.
So the official Simpsons opinion is him.
Yes.
And that is different from the majority of the writers.
Yes.
And you know what they'll do? They will argue like a lawyer why technically right. they're right. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Comedy's not technical either right. or feelings.
Right.
Technically, oh, but you know what? It's so hard at the end of the day, and that's when I want to lower the tone out of my voice because I am scared shitless that I'll get there. I don't want to get to the point where the only thing you could do to be a great parodist or a comedian is put a litmus test on absurdity. And once you don't know that you're absurd, you can't even continue to do brilliant work.
Right.
If you don't know you're the absurd one in this character, in this, and anybody who thinks that's why, you know what? You might think, what the fuck, Todd? You're crazy for saying this. I didn't even do that much research. Yeah. I'll bare my soul on the whole Apu thing, whether what they did and rewatched it and see what his voice was. I just made an evaluation, and then I went back and did it. Usually the cry is right.
Right.
In the beginning, they think, oh, my God, right. You can't do comedy. Then 40 years later, you watch right. it, and you go, oh.
Todd, here's
so I thought, this is probably... They probably exactly what they want without even doing research is what they deserved and what was right. And I just thought that right away. And then I thought, what if I'm wrong? I should fucking do research. But of course,
there's something complicated even more is that a lot of the writers on the show have been there pretty much since the very beginning, like the 1989 and 90, 91, 92. And back then, they were the young people shaping our culture through the show with like punching up. And making fun of the attitudes of the people 20 and 30 years older than them. But what they perhaps has happened is they've slipped into this comfortable role and they don't even realize they're not that anymore. It happens so slowly. And some of them are able to see like, okay, times change. This is a valid point. There's a way to handle this. And some haven't, you know?
Yeah. And let me tell you something. It's like, what do you call it? Because I think logically, anybody who hears what you just said makes sense. It's like, we're breaking it down, not even from a mean place.
No.
It's hard for you to get out of your own way. But like this, just the history of the world shows, and I've said this before, but I'm attaching it to a very specific thing.
They did go out of their way to reference it and kind of shit on the idea of the documentary.
Did.
So
right. That was unbelievable.
When you said that the writers and Al Jean's...
The writers were not down with that, but the ones I know.
Oh, and by the way, can I say something?
But they wrote it, right? Well, were they in the room and go, come on, let's not...
The room eventually just becomes Al and two other people.
Yeah.
And can I... You know what? It's funny. I think this might put things into perspective... Of how, because people go, oh, everyone loves to be appalled. No, stop. Come on. People, we make mistakes. Not everybody that's wants something is appalled. It's right. Justifiable sometimes. And I was never like, I never noticed it. I would laugh at it. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I don't think it's like, if you just acknowledge it.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
I think it's like a lot of things. You acknowledge it, like he did on Conan, and you move on. So, you know. It's not, and I think it's like not like I went, oh my God, how could they? What? Oh, Jesus Christ. I wouldn't want anyone to be harder on the words that come out of my mouth than I am on the words that come out of their mouth. People change, they grow, they say things once in a while that they thought were cutting and weren't. There's a gray area. Thank God there's a gray area because satirization can be so scary sometimes. You could be dead right or dead wrong. And then there's a gray area. Thank God. Don't wiggle on both sides of that. Don't go, well, there is a gray area. But sometimes, no, you have to just say to yourself, no, there's no gray area. I'm wrong here. Like, I'm punching at the... So,
well, another thing that's happened is Simpsons used to be South Park, but now they're the Muppets. They've been on so long that they don't realize that they're filling a different role now. They're not the people tearing down the structures of society. They could be, but they're not. Just like the Muppets aren't.
Right, right.
You know, they're this precious American...
There you go. By the way,
what if it was South Park? I mean, South Park can get away with this somehow.
But can I tell you something? Somehow I stopped watching just the show sometimes, not because I didn't like it, but lately.
What, South Park? Or
no, the Simpsons.
Yeah,
but lately I've been watching, they've just, because it's that, because of the documentary, and I've been looking on YouTube and watching it. Now I'm trying to watch the newer ones. And so I don't come from this from a malice place because for the last month I've been watching old clips and going, reminding myself how fucking funny it is.
It's a funny show.
Last season was really good too.
Yeah.
Like I felt like they came back and could have been a good voice, like maybe Bob's Burgers or South Park.
You know what? This is a cry to, I really do think about this. Like, what do I have to, you know, this is a cry to the brilliant ones. This is a cry not to the, for whatever we perceive to be all those, you know, I'm talking about the ones, people in this business that are respected and they should be respected. This is my cry to them because if I'm right and you listen to me, you'll get to continue to do brilliant work.
Right.
But it's a cry to like, it, you know, just pay attention here. Like, don't slip. And hold on, I think
that what they did was the biggest mistake in the history of the show, the way they handled it.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable that that's
because
how they
I'm telling you, it stems from they're just
it
fucking
was such
nuts
a fuck
now.
You. They could have done nothing, which would have been better. They could have slowly changed the voice, which would have been better. They could have done a storyline where he got hit on the head, woke up, had a new accent. He could have got linguistic lessons.
No, you know why?
They could have hired an Indian American actor.
I'll tell you why. With the same gusto and the same vigor that they fought.
Oh, you can't say that.
With the same gusto that they did jokes back then that they thought, oh, a sponsor could get mad at, and they fucking took a jab at the right person.
Right.
They think that's what they're doing now.
Right.
That's all they're doing. They're not pushing the boundaries like they shouldn't. They should. But they're just thinking, here's their message now. We heard what you feel about the character.
And we'd like to say, fuck you.
I'm going to say it to make it even sound worse. Not only did we not think you had a point, because someone could have a point but be a little off here, but was there any guts of anything you said? Did we slip? Did the best of us slip sometimes? It's very clearly saying this. So they're saying this, the writers. Not only do we not agree with, it's not like there's nothing. There was no chunk in there that we went, all right, look, we don't agree with that. We don't agree with that. But there's a chunk in there. And it was said brilliantly, and we should acknowledge it.
Right.
They're saying no.
Right.
They're saying nothing.
Yes.
They're saying we didn't think there was a point, but it was pulled off badly. There's
unequivocally
nothing.
No.
Unequivocally, I don't agree with half of it. I don't agree with 40% of it. I don't want to go, well, I adamantly disagree there, but that's what satirization is. But that's a good point. They're saying nothing.
Right.
And by the way, history will write itself.
Right.
History will write itself. 30 years from now, they'll be able to say, was that just a really clean, obvious sort of course they didn't want that? And you're going to live. I hope you live to see.
Well, they're aligning themselves with the far right, which they're not, which is a weird thing. It's like sometimes the far right likes to get really, call snowflakes and all that shit and say, aren't you sensitive? And so here's this room full of progressive type people who have taken a position that they probably don't agree with. I mean, again, I will say, it's a few people that made the decision to do what they did.
And to me, this is even larger than The Simpsons. That's why
I
think it's worth talking about.
Right,
this is life in this thing that's happening where people think everybody's, we talk about this all the time on the show. It just correlates exactly to The Simpsons right now. And you know what? I talk about, every time I talk about something like this, I think about what if somebody from that show heard this.
Right.
Be clean in what you say.
Right.
That's why I wanted to make sure to bring up probably the most important thing that I have recently started watching it, and I try to watch the old, and going, it's really funny.
Yeah,
I forgot how funny Homer is, and
really,
I forgot.
It's 20 good writers.
And
20
what
good writers
right.
in the show. The
so,
best writers you can get.
What, so,
really funny.
Oh my God,
funny.
This reminds me to bring it a little more clear. So the cry was to say that the sad news is if the character is still there and the show should still be able to live because the characters are still great and the storylines are still great. If I'm right, the problem with it, if you're wrong socially, it's even if it's 10% of what you do, even if it's 5% of what you do, it's like if you have jelly beans and 5% of them taste like shit, it just makes you scared of the whole bag of jelly beans now.
You can't be that far off on that and make me want to continue to watch to think that you're going to be right about everything
else. And even though, other than the social issue that gets indirectly or directly, whether it's a comedian's act or whether it's a cartoon or whatever it is, even though it might be a small part of the show, when it's socially, it's not just a bad joke about the mall or are they still making jokes about the blah blah the long lines at restaurants still? No, that's just bad. When it comes to punching groups of people and making their life harder, that doesn't age well.
No.
It never ages well.
The underlying statement of it is fuck you, we don't respect you. There's nothing about what you say that we even want to consider.
Right. And by the way, they're doing exactly what they should do. Exactly what they should do. Say what you fucking mean and hopefully you learn and you listen. You're just wrong. And that's the hard part to go, well, come on, Todd, you really, there's no wrong and there's no right. History will show it. Every time, it's just, if you look at it, if you get out of your own way, There's a great time in this moment right here for anybody that disagrees with me to go, do you believe in getting out of your own way? Well, because if you don't think now's
Todd,
the time.
Can I bring up an example of how you changed? I remember, and tell me if I'm wrong, but one time you said, as an example, talking about how to be tolerant with people, is that you, if you were honest with yourself, said if your dad was transgender and he came to see you a show, you weren't sure how comfortable you would be with it. I bet now you would be. And that's just 10 years later, 5 years later. How things change.
Right, because I said that, well, to clarify, because it goes
no,
against everything
No, that's exactly what
said.
You said.
Yeah, no. It is. I said that, I could easily go, no, I'd be fine with it. It would be different to me. It would be odd to me. But I said, but I'd go get help, not make
right.
him go.
Okay,
I'd sit in
right.
a therapist's office and go... And be
but
honest.
Even without getting help, don't you feel like you'd feel different
of
right now?
Of course I would.
And that's
now
what
I'd be,
I mean.
Now
that's
I'd be,
like
yes.
how everything's changing.
Right.
But if you're sitting in a room about this size in the same chair for 15 to 20 years, you don't feel the change as much.
Right. And you think, again, going, let's just say, so what I'm saying is, I think about
they
it.
They should have
honest,
fired me. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I say this to, honestly, to even... fellow comedians that I adore.
Right.
And I watch their act and I go, oh God, if they knew what I knew, I know I have something because I've been doing it 35 years and I see the way it, if you took my advice, I know there's a few people, you'd thank me in 10 years. You'd be like, you know what Todd told me? And I was like, be careful about social issues when you're any level of it, even yeah. if you have your preface to make it digestible for an audience, any
done.
Level of punching.
I got the solution. They should have, remember Mr. Magoo's sidekick from China?
Sure.
They should have got that guy because he's so much more offensive than Apu. It would draw attention away from Apu.
Exactly.
And then the guy with a thick China. Todd, one more thing on the subject,
oh,
if I may.
You. Good
here,
enough already.
Here's what's so
get
wrong
this guy
about
out of here.
It is that this is a room full of 20 of the smartest, most experienced, greatest writers working in TV. And they could, if they were all assigned, let's do a good job with this, they could have done a good job. Instead, it was handled by a few people at the top who are especially out of touch. And that's, I think, what happened that went wrong.
Can I tell you something? I'm glad you said that, because remember what I said about having me pretending somebody from that group heard?
Yeah.
Believe me, there's a lot of people over there, I don't say this in passing, that I have a lot of admiration
totally.
For.
Totally.
And it's not just us going, oh, yeah, and then moving past it. No, we could soak in it for a while. I really do mean it, what I say, when it comes from a place of love. And I said, and I do, I think comedians sometimes that I see or a podcast person, forget about the ones that their thing isn't my thing. How about the ones when it is? Like everything else you do.
Right.
But like I said, for people that know it's what it is, it's even if it's a small percentage of your act even. But once you hear one, you're like, oh, it could be a weird punch at a homeless person.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, but it's like, okay. But then the second one, and it's never a bad joke. You're never going, that was a bad joke about a dog. No, we're talking about the jokes that involve punching people. And then maybe you see them in a month and it's another, oh, that, nothing major, nothing major, right. nothing major, just... And you even think, oh my God, am I picky to yourself? I'm not looking. I'm the opposite of what...
Right,
people
you're
might
the
think I'm
the
doing.
Doubt, the
I'm not looking, especially when I fucking love everything else they do.
Right.
It's in my behalf to look the other way.
Right.
Trust me, when everything else they do, I adore.
Right.
And you have this one thing you're holding on to. It's a very old-fashioned version of what the relationship,
right.
as Jimmy Pardo would say, between a man and a woman. You still say women this, men that. You're not aware yet that stop with the women this, men that. Women aren't everything you think they are. It's people do this and people do that.
Right.
That'll kill an argument with me when someone goes, the thing about women, no, because in same-sex relationships, it's the same.
So Todd,
it's not women, it's people.
I know. Good. But what do you do about this? I'm throwing it out there.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, totally. But these are good, mostly good people, even at the top that made this decision, who think they're doing the right thing. So what do you do about that? Like, they think they're right. They think, and then maybe, you know, it's their opinion, their entire opinion. But like, how do you...
Let me ask
you
a question. Do you think if they heard this, maybe
yeah.
it's a weird way to look at it, if they heard everything we just said, you don't think you could get deep enough into them and go, wow. Like,
I think that they would have their reasons how they explain it. And they may, it's one of those things where, like, if it's Al Jean, you're like, well, you know, if I had it to do it over again, I might, like, do it a little differently. I mean, I think it's possible that there's a certain amount of regret, you know, once it's gone out. But I have no idea.
Who gives a shit?
I'm doing this documentary on wrestling and comedy. So I've been interviewing a bunch of comedians and wrestlers that do comedy. And when you ask... either, how did you get into comedy? the majority of the answers is, well, when I was a kid, I watched The Simpsons. Uh-huh. It's always the Simpsons. Right. The Simpsons is single-handedly responsible for the majority
of comedians coming out.
It was
for me, a huge responsibility.
The Simpsons for me was the closest on that pathway. Same thing with Conan O'Brien that made me laugh. Like I laughed like at another level.
Because they were making fun of principals and principals' wives, and like just, you know, and they were really hitting the right top targets.
Yeah, and by the way, and I never knew when they did Social Issues when I first started listening, and I wasn't aware of that. But when I go back and listen to a lot of the stuff, I'm like, oh wow, look at them. Right. So I think they're overwhelmingly.
Oh, did you ever see the Kang and Coda, the two alien octopus-looking guys running for office? It's the greatest. It's like 20 years ahead of its time talking about how the Republicans and the Democrats are all both fucking you over.
I mean, that stuff, the jokes from The Simpsons.
Their dog was acquired because it was going to be killed after a race that it lost.
Right. And after their first dog died, I believe. That was, I think, the first episode. Even.
You know, that's what the power of a joke. There's one joke that like me and a friend of mine have been doing since we heard
it. Is it a knock-knock joke?
20 years ago from The Simpsons. And
your
it's
mama?
Marge says to Homer, you don't listen to anything that I say. You just hear what you want to hear. And he goes, sure, I'd like some eggs.
There are thousands of jokes like that.
Of course.
Yes. Right.
So we don't go into it lightly. I'm glad we went back and soaked in. Because you know what? Sometimes a passing compliment to go insult something comes off disingenuous. It's the same way almost that I have gone after some other people. I go really try to soak in so they go, oh, no, just not for one second. Even if you think our criticism of you is totally off, understand it does not come from people that also, and you know now, like, oh, I get it. It does, the good. And how brilliant it is. Maybe that's why we think it's worth talking about.
Right, totally.
But no, there.
Yeah, I mean, you hold. To
I didn't
standard.
Like The Simpsons.
I mean, they could on the
I
one.
Loved it.
The one joke they really should have nailed. They fucked up as bad as they could possibly fuck up.
I think you get in your own way.
Yeah.
I think you get in your own way. I think you know what you do. You do what you always did. You stand up. You stand up for what you think, even comedically, is right.
Right.
It sounds a little bit over the top, but you stand up for what, and that's all you did. If you think about it, it makes a little weird twist at the end. You did what you always did. You stood up, and you thought, fuck, I know, but you stood up, and you hold your ground.
Right.
Maybe in this case, for the wrong cause.
Right.
Maybe. Is that possible?
Maybe.
And by the way, unless someone goes, of course it's possible,
maybe
I should soak this in.
Maybe you think about it in terms of like, if you think of whatever ethnicity you are and however it was portrayed in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and that was the only way it was ever portrayed. Like if every character was an Irish cop going with a billy club going, oh, watch yourself, or I'll be hitting you with me club. You know, if that was all you saw, it might get a little old.
That's a good point. Because they do have the like Italian chef and everything.
No, that's accurate, though. They are loving the pizza.
No, they are. I can't believe it. Why are you
loving the pizza?
Like that, huh? Hey. This guy over here.
And they're liking the pizza.
You're going to love the nerve.
What's up, Jordan?
One of my favorite from The Simpsons was in the maitre d' goes, hello.
I had a stroke.
They go, why do you talk like that? I had a stroke.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step over.
So, by the way, I think that was the most consistent.
Can you sum it up as egregious filming?
Cry that I've ever put out to some to really take.
Right.
I hope it gets
it's,
into
it's
someone's
head. It's like if
head.
Bernie Sanders said, "What we really got to do is we got to bomb everyone all the time." It's like, wait, Bernie, that doesn't sound like what you would really
cry.
Did that sound like Bernie Sanders?
Sure, exactly like him. James Adomian is lazy and
he's still suing you.
He's suing me. Well, is it true?
He's very litigious.
He's jealous because we can we talk about this? He's jealous because we do. We started easy impersonations. Yell somebody out. Jerry Seinfeld, for instance. We go,
What's the deal? I lost my shoe in the washer.
I noticed red is in green.
Is that a log going down the highway?
Call a cookie. Call a cookie.
This one is coming a little faster.
Why do they say round the corner? Monopoly.
Bob, maybe you shouldn't eat so much.
Shareholder. This is the Todd Glass Show. In your face, the way you like it. Wow, it's fun.
I tell you, the first time I saw Jerry Seinfeld, before he had a show, he did stand up. I was like, this is the funniest shit that's ever happened in the history of humanity. Before he was like really famous, like, who is this guy? Like 2 hours of solid belly aching laughter. That's how good he was.
And then he got in his own way.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, he's another
he's
guy
the
that
Simpsons,
might.
Right?
By the way, you know the scariest
that's
part
what happens,
about it is?
You know, I mean.
You know the scariest part about it is, and I think it might look like I'm overreacting, but I really do think history. All I say, and I've said this before, but I'll can put it right in this same conversation. It's always important to have right in here. Is that, who are we talking about?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh,
like
Jerry
age
Seinfeld.
33.
Yeah, no, no. As far as
people getting in their way.
People get in their own way. What scares me is, I think when I see a little bit of it, just a little bit, like I know, I'm always thinking in my head, Todd, don't. That's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. But what scares me internally, once it starts, the whole delusion of the youth and the delusion
right.
of what people get upset and the just having a deluded version. It's a very complex issue, and you don't want to believe you're looking at it topically. So you make an evaluation that is way off. Mm. And you're a smart person, and it's hard for you to believe that you're totally wrong. But you are. So now we're talking about
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Because once I see a smidget of it, that whole but we just said that montage of words, it doesn't go back. Once it happens, that's what it is. So it's not the first thing. I'm like, oh, still, that's just one thing. But it's like, oh, now I'm going to have to watch somebody, right. whoever it is, slowly right. not.
I think it's natural. In a way, it's unfortunate.
It doesn't
I mean,
have
like,
to happen.
It doesn't, I know your position on that, but it usually does happen.
The phone's lighting up here. It looks like Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, are you still going off over there?
That's him. I know his voice.
Wait, how do we know for sure, though?
Because his voice.
Yeah, hold on. Jerry, is this you?
Prove
it. Yeah, I had the talk show and Comedians in Cars with Coffee and the show
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Seinfeld. That's
okay,
only
okay.
He would know that.
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
That.
That's
how
true.
How would he know that if he didn't know?
That's true.
Yeah, it's funny that Vinny was, he sent in the...
Wait, let me ask you. Jerry, are you searching for what is the deal with things still?
Well, yeah, it's still my... Like, why do they call it, I left the party? You know, so it's everything related with being left-handed is bad. You know, so I left the party, leftovers.
This is Jerry. That's
Jerry Seinfeld. I left my wallet on the couch. I left my heart in San Francisco, but anyway, I did.
Just like I remember.
Thank you.
What's the deal with gum? Is
What's
it a
the deal
dessert?
With gum? Why, I mean, is it dessert? Is the gum a dessert? I don't know.
Jerry, what do you feel about that guy who caught bullets in his teeth? Did you ever see that?
How do you get ready for that?
Yeah, like...
you know, the guy, he lets a guy with a gun shoot a gun and a bullet, and he catches it in his teeth. What's he do? First he lobs it at him, hey, then he throws it overhanded. Then he goes, all right, this one's going to be coming a little bit quicker.
You remember it. That's a great bit.
It was. I watched him on talk shows. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And by the way, even though I think I, in a very loving way, we repeated the same type of fear with Jerry Seinfeld. Anybody. I don't want to keep listing names. You know why I list them?
You die the hero.
Because they're so big, I feel like they're not even going to be in my world. And probably because I'm chicken shit to name some people that I think are under that category that I might run into. So it is that I want to sort of reference it when I see people doing, but not in my own camp. And I know at least I'm honest about that. Like, because there's people that I hold that I really, when I said like, I don't mean like I wouldn't give a shit if it's someone I don't like their comedy. I don't get after that. But when it's someone you love, then it's like, no, don't you do that. No, you're 40, you're 42. You're waiting. And then 50, they start. Oh, no. Right. You held on so long.
As and we're always exactly the Simpsons.
Yeah.
As the Batman movies put it, you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Damn.
And that's why probably I don't want to do that so bad. Obviously, that's why I'm obsessed with it.
That's why I'm going to kill myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I'm 80 and I want to keep making the
You're
right...
You're unusual, though, Todd. Most
Can
people
I tell you
just
something?
Not unusual.
There's people that listen to the show enough. I bet it's more than you think.
Yeah.
When they hear it, they resonate with them, and they just
But here,
you know, resonate.
As if you're getting old and set in your ways, you don't even have to acknowledge your... wrong necessarily. You just have to be polite and respect for other opinions too. Like you could say, okay, let me hear what you're saying and see if there's room for that in my position.
Nah, I don't like that.
No.
I know that was dumb. I take it back.
Right. Like, of course.
Right. I mean, just
and by the way,
basic
the
decency.
I'll tell you, here's a good reason to leave a joke in your act or leave a plot line in a thing or whatever. Or do a character.
Because it's show. Against you.
Here's a good way to do it. Leave it in, even though it was criticized. I'll tell you a good way and a wrong way. And
what?
I think often it's the wrong way. I think there's a good way to leave it in. You somebody addresses their problem with it.
Uh-huh.
You listen to them.
Right.
You listen to them with, and you know, because you realize sometimes people are right. And then you listen. And then after you listen, maybe for whatever the reason is, you think that we're not on the same page. But you listened.
Right.
Okay? There's that. But let's be honest. That's not what happened. It was, from the minute it was brought up, it was, not that. And they know anybody, again, the fantasy of them hearing it knows. The body expression comes down this. It's like, oh, my God. All right, I knew they'd go after this. I knew they'd go because you know that
do.
Now that there's two
like
choices.
Said,
either
he's
you made
not
him...
the first guy to go after it. In 1998, they were bringing up a poo. 1998, and probably before that. That's the first I heard of it.
And John McCain,
thank God he saved a poo.
I'll tell you. Hey, listen, I got a surprise for everybody. Vinny
is bringing dessert.
Is bringing another dessert.
More gum?
Another dessert.
A smaller stick of gum. A hard candy.
A poo.
Can I tell you something? That
a
was
poo. I used to poo, but I still poo, too.
All jokes can work in that format.
I used to. I still do, but I used to, too, and I poo-poo. Poo, 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 poo. I can do whatever I want. It's my show. Thank you. More of that, please. I'd like to have more of that. It's my show. I can do whatever. I could be like that kid on the Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory who wanted all the... I want more. I want more jingles. I want more jingles and funny quack sounds from the background. Thank you. All right, listen, I want to turn over the control of the show. I feel like I'm losing control. Let me lower my mic or myself.
Todd,
how are you?
You're doing great, Todd.
Oh, good. Okay. So I have some stuff to talk about.
Todd, did you get a tattoo on your arm?
You're very good. Can I tell you something about you? Very good with the conversation.
Go Tom Martin.
So many Tom Martin things.
Tom Martin.
You have no idea.
Go Tom Martin. Go Tom Martin. Back here on the Todd Glass Show.
Tom Martin. Go Tom Martin.
He gives us what he like when he goes to check his mic. His timing is the best. He's
testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
Go Tom Martin. Throwing listeners a bone.
Go Tom Martin.
Go Tom Martin. Doing bits with the phone.
You wanna, what would you do? You want to do something? I don't know if this is here. This
the show.
If you were on an airplane, would you want to make an announcement? Like what type? If you were the pilot, what type of announcement you'd want to make to welcome everybody aboard? And
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to do it, like
sure.
The real one, not a joke.
I would say.
Excuse me. Excuse
okay,
me.
Go ahead.
Excuse
go ahead.
Me. I'm like one of those people that has to, you have to show respect to, or they're not going to
right,
let
I'm
you into the broiler room to get
up.
Your luggage.
I'm shutting up.
Excuse me. Do you want? Excuse me. Okay. I think that's from Jeremiah Watkins had a bit about that. Excuse me. Excuse me. Anyway, so thank you. Okay. So excuse me. Do you want to do a real pilot?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like?
Does it have to be real?
Yes.
No.
You have to have your private pilot.
I'm ruining
license.
Everybody's fun. Now you're like,
don't
yeah.
do this bit unless you're really a pilot.
Well, I mean, that's this game. Doesn't mean the next game
I'm
we
ready.
Could say do any pilot thing you want.
I've heard a lot of pilots.
So you just do whatever you want. But if you choose,
I choose
to do a real pilot. Good evening, whatever you want to say
right.
that you think would, you know.
Right.
You know the things you think you talk about the flight.
Right.
I don't know. Talk about
right.
the flight attendants, how high you are.
Right.
Basically welcoming them. Whatever would you think would. Here we go. You want to give any background plane noise? Because I do it professionally.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out to Jim Gaffigan, who listens to the show. Wow. Okay.
He played center for my friend who was a quarterback.
Oh, you
want to
use the phone?
Football.
Is that true?
Sure. Yeah.
Use the phone if you're a pilot.
My friend Tim McGrath was the quarterback, and Gaffigan was the center.
Really?
Yeah. It's some school in Indiana, some private Catholic school.
Whoa.
They were good.
Move away from the mic so
right,
it sounds
so,
more real.
This is your captain, Tom Martin. I know there's a lot of captain named Tom Martin, but
you really now hold on.
Yeah,
I want you to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay,
you're not doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit. Okay,
no
is it
bit.
Really a pilot?
This is really a pilot.
Okay, all right. You, sincerely,
you.
Then. You
but
want
it's
me to
you.
Be sincere?
Yes.
Okay, this
but
is...
it's you.
All right.
It's you, but if you had to drive a plane, you have rules. You're not going to start doing stand-up comedy.
I mean, can't you, that's real me. All right.
This is... But as a pilot...
Okay.
As a pilot. Like, if you were a cop, if I was saying B, you as a cop, you couldn't go over and go, lady, because right. You can't really do that if you're a cop. So, okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay. So, is this sounding with enough reverb? Because if I would want my...
Oh, it already has it in it.
Okay. I would want my...
You'd really want...
My microphone to the passengers to have a lot of reverb.
Oh, you would? Okay, we'll put some reverb in it.
I would like to, first of all, welcome everybody aboard. I know that you people in the middle seats here on Southwest wouldn't have chosen the middle seat, but live with it, all right? You know? And also, I would like to remind everyone to respect your neighbors, and the armrest is both of yours. It's not a war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your co-pilot here, and I want to say I don't agree with everything that Captain Martin's saying.
That's the navigator.
Well, that's all right, and you give your point of view, and I'd like to just, give mine here.
Hello, this is the flight crew. We don't necessarily agree with the pilot or
let me
co-pilot.
Get mine in first, and then you guys can go in right in
Hi,
second
I'm
right
I'm another passenger
me.
On the plane. I just wanted to say that I had a vision. They're chasing me down the hall, but I had a vision the plane's going to go down.
This is the air marshal. This is the air marshal.
I take everyone's vision seriously, so we're going to go ahead and pull back to the gate and get an inspection. Let me tell you, I've had some crazy dreams where, the other day I dreamt that we were out of oatmeal, and I looked up in our cabinet. We were actually out of oatmeal. So
this is your captain speaking.
I want you to especially.
Oh, this is your captain speaking. We're going to be flying at 100,000 feet up in the air. Oh, boy, this is going to be such a good flight for your folks.
All right, this captain is not our actual captain. He is,
how dare you?
He flies our cartoon pilot who flies a different airplane in a different dimension above us. It's a little more bubbly and more extreme than our reality.
We are so bubbly up here. It is so much fun.
We don't have the capability of flying at 100,000 feet, for example.
This is the most calm pilot.
This is your captain speaking. We're cruising at 30,000 feet, now at 25,000 feet, and we're at 20,000 feet. As you can see, I turned on the fashion seatbelt sign. We're now at 10,000 feet. We're at 5,000.
What if he checked it? They're like, excuse me, not fashion, fasten seatbelt. Anyway, we're at 5,000.
I say fashion.
But did you hear the woman who was the pilot when the window blew out and the lady started to get sucked out the window? If you listen to her call.
I mean scary.
Her call to the towers was like, yeah, we have a window that opened. We're descending fast. There is some injuries, and they're like, your window popped. The control tower's losing their shit. Yeah, where there's some. So if we could get some medical attention at the runway, she was so fucking calm.
Oh my god,
she didn't like that lady.
she did it on purpose.
I can't even.
She gave her a sideways look.
Can I tell you something?
She called. She thought she was a flight attendant. She's
can I
like,
tell you
oh,
something?
I'm a flight attendant, am I?
You don't want to see anybody. You never want to see anybody get sucked out a window. I don't care what they did. Now, but I will say this. Of course I'm going to say something. That's not my choice. But I will tell you this.
If it had to be a Wells Fargo executive.
You know, when there's somebody on the plane, they're just, I could say, I'm going to go with the passenger. Look, as much as I say it's their job to still rise above all the passengers, it's hard. I get it. And I get why some of them don't make it out on the good side of being good flight attendants. But there's some that are 40, 50, 60 that do. So it's possible. And that's why I have such a great admiration for them. But, hold on. Where were we going?
Well,
out the window.
Yeah. So I'm, but
yeah,
I'm,
you don't want
but
anyone
I'm still
to
not going to make it the flight attendant. I'm going to make it because over the passenger. Now, I wouldn't wish it on any passenger. I really wouldn't. But let's say it was one that was just a fibbisina. This is a great Jewish word. Just so angry and mean spirited and wanted to service.
Spirit Airlines.
And then. That person gets sucked their ass into the window. I would still help try to pull them out.
Sure, of course.
But I'd rather that.
Their humanity would overweigh their asshole personality.
Of course it would. And I would do everything in my power. But I'd feel a little better if it was the mean one.
Right. And if it was a cute dog, you would be all broken up so much.
I would. I would put myself in front of the window.
No, I wouldn't.
Can I be honest? My biggest fear, I would run and do what's ever right for me. I'm scared shitless. I think I might do the right thing, but I want to live, and I don't know if I'm... if it was someone I was with, no, of course.
God, does this sound like a hero? I don't know if I'm a hero for doing this, but I got...
You're going to make me look bad.
No, I was on an airplane, and there was a lady about in her 80s or 90s, and she asked me if I could get her bag out of the overhead compartment, and I did.
And I did the exact opposite. I said, you know what? I bet you're a real pain in the ass to your family. And no, you're not a victim.
Well, I'll give you a boost, but I'm not going to
give you
get
a boost. I'll give you a boost. I'll give you a little shot in your ass.
Can I throw this at? What about that?
What about the
baby that's just crying nonstop and then it...
I love babies.
What about it?
How dare you?
Wait, what?
All right, what about the kid that's kicking the back of your chair?
All right, he can go out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, the baby. No, not
babies
a baby.
Babies are cute. I
never
love
a baby.
All right, what about the asshole who, like, farts in the airplane? Like, hey, crack
yes.
the window.
Who farts? I hate
that. Stop. I get so angry.
Me
I go,
too.
No. Sometimes I'll go, no.
Who's ever farting, stop.
Who blew ass?
Well, imagine having him on your flight. Imagine having
one of you. Blue ass!
And then someone throws, you're protesting a lot, sir. Perhaps it was...
Oh, yeah, it was me. I'm sorry.
I had a guy take a shit right in the eye on a Southwest flight, and he said...
Did you ever see...
I pay my taxes.
That's what he said. I pay my
taxes.
That's what he said. Thank you.
Did you ever see Henry Phillips?
Run from the
yeah, we saw him just last week.
I forget if it was on Instagram or what. Henry Phillips does these fake airline magazine things where it's celebrities quotes. And his are so hilarious. I can't remember one of them, but they make me laugh every time.
Henry Phillips is
he's so fucking funny.
I know. Yeah. Every so I know.
Funny.
I know.
I listened to his podcast. He was on recently. It was so
and the
said
the new food. What's his food show called?
Henry's Kitchen.
Henry's Kitchen. You think I'd know? I love him. No one loves him.
He's
maybe
the funniest
people...
motherfucker.
You should watch his special. It's coming out on Amazon on the 25th.
You might notice someone in the front row.
That's right. You were there.
Drew Carey?
No, we couldn't get that shot.
Here's my announcement. Yo, yo, yo.
That's code to Vinny.
Okay, what else do we got there? Music to play when the plane's landing.
Buckle up your seatbelts.
But do you have this? Somebody who sent this in. Oh, now I'm forgetting who. Megan. That when the plane's landing. I hope I got this right. When they land, you put on your music. And
Todd, do you always keep your phone in airplane mode?
No.
No. Does anybody?
I'm gonna be honest. I thought if they're trusting me, they ain't important. They know the pulse of people. They don't. I don't get. I need to get my texts as soon as I can get them. And if it means 2 minutes before we land, I'm getting them.
I love when you're flying into the city and like you can start getting a signal, even though you're like 5,000 feet.
Can I tell you a secret?
Wait, how would you know that?
Wait a second.
Hey,
what?
How could you be getting a signal?
Did you meet
your pilot?
Flat blah blah blah, mom.
My name is Snagglepuss.
His name is Snagglepuss.
Wow. I didn't realize
he really works
he
here.
Was
it's
a
not
pilot.
A bit. It's not a bit.
Oh.
It's not a bit.
And he works in the airline.
Snagglepuss really works here. It's not a bit, so don't ask him any questions. He's just a respectable guy. Hey, okay. Snagglepuss.
Hey, how you doing, Todd Glass?
Where'd you get your pilot's license?
I got it at the pilot school.
You got it at the pilot school? Sure, in Pasadena, right?
Pasadena, California.
Yeah, sure. He's great. What did you make for dessert tonight? You made everybody dessert?
I made everybody a U-log.
Wow.
A U-log, but it's May.
I just love the holidays.
Well, it's nice seeing you.
Oh, I love you, Mr. Glass.
Thank you.
Next stage left.
Oh, thank you.
It doesn't even mean it.
It's the essence of that. Exit stage left. Just random blurbs of that character.
Heaven's the heaven trial.
Heaven's the heaven.
So is James Domain really suing you because...
He's suing me
Why is he suing you?
Well, for instance, we do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Hey, the chopper.
It's
get
not
to
a
it.
Tumor.
Get down.
Who is your daddy?
Get down
what
again.
Do?
So is
get
he
down
suing
one
you?
More time.
He's saying you're doing his
get
version?
Down for the fourth
no,
time.
No, he's saying...
Only he's allowed to?
Yeah.
He's only allowed to do a...
I guess.
Wow. So
I don't know. I mean,
is he representing himself, or does he get?
No, he has. To be honest, his lawyer is probably a pretty good lawyer.
No, actually, he's doing an impersonation of a lawyer.
He's doing an impersonation.
That's
of a
enough,
lawyer, but I mean, a good one.
You don't have to go to law school.
And here's the problem: he's doing an impersonation of a lawyer, but he's good at it.
Right.
So he'll probably do a good job.
Yeah.
He'll pick a good lawyer and do an impersonation of him.
Right.
But that impersonation's easy to do, and that's why we're being sued.
That's why we're being sued. We do them all. We have fun. We just throw, you know, it's like
Deborah, Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Regis Philbin.
Deborah.
James Adomian does the voice on Clash-O-Rama, the show.
Oh, we do all those voices.
He's so fucking
good. We do Clash-O-Rama.
Watch Clash-O-Rama. It's coming out.
We do that.
On your YouTube. Based on Clash of Clans.
We listen to all that shit.
Are you the writer?
I'm the executive producer.
I love.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Do you tell the writer what to do?
Yeah.
Do you play the game?
Yeah, what's the game? Yeah, I do. I have to.
Do you have an Apu-like character?
Can I join your plan?
Do you have an Apu-like character?
We have so many racial.
I hope the people.
Europe, the writers don't want to do it, but Europe says it's.
Europe is not as progressive as the U.S.
Hey, by the way, listeners, that character that John's doing, I'm high. I think everything's fine. He seems like a gentle, nice soul. But if there is a problem, you write your emails to John. Because I'm...
Write your name to snagglepuff@hotmail.com.
Okay. Well, he seems like a nice guy to me. He's just fun. But we treat him with respect and dignity.
Wait. I'm a big ball of fun.
Well, thank you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a sewer man.
I bet that's an actual email.
Snagglepuff@hotmail.com.
No, people are nice. They don't pick. They just have questions.
There's a funny,
genuine questions, but no one ever picked.
There's a funny rule on... Conan figured it out. You can't say a random... like email address on TV.
Oh, really?
You have to buy the domain if you do, right?
Yeah, because he did masturbatingbear at like whatever.com, and they're like, you have to actually buy that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if we have to buy that now, too.
What was it that we said?
Snagglepuss@hotmail.com.
Right, it's just creating a
Hotmail just bleep
account.
It out.
No. Just create the account. It's okay.
Bleep that mother...
No, we don't have to do it. We're not on TV.
Everything on Hotmail goes to the spam folder anyway.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, we're not on TV.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Guys, those
you know
let
what?
Sue us. Line
we
up
don't
behind
know.
Adomian.
We're high.
Oh, you
high are?
Are
you?
I am.
You're are tripping
you the,
balls,
you should be the
dude.
You should be the pilot who says...
Todd,
you should be the
can I do a real life... Oh, sorry. I didn't go, John. I didn't mean to interrupt if you had something to say. But I want to say, like, we talked a little bit about life hacks, and this is a real one, because when I was taking a shower, I realized that we didn't have a bath mat. But you can use the towel as a bath mat. You just put it on the ground, and it works just the same. So, you know.
And then how do you dry yourself?
But then what do you dry yourself?
No, I'm already dry. And then I put it on, and then I put it in the laundry. So.
All right.
I mean, I was so proud of myself because I was like, wait, why can't I just use this towel as a bath mat?
Oh, when I get out, so I dry myself off in the shower.
Uh-huh.
Right? People get out of the shower and then dry themselves off and leave a big pile of water.
Weirdos.
I would bump
weirdos.
My elbows.
Like I had to share a hotel room with my brother once.
Weirdo.
We're calling them weirdos.
Must be nice.
He's a weirdo.
Weirdo.
Okay, I would draw the
weirdo.
I would draw the life hack.
Okay, so I dry my whole body off except for my feet, and then I lay the towel down on the floor and step on it to get out, and then dry my feet and throw
life
it
life hacks.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Everyone
I
take notes.
What I do.
Here's what you do.
I put one leg up on the tub.
Uh-huh.
I put the other leg right near it.
And then what do you do the third leg?
And I take the towel
uh-huh.
and I put it behind my head.
Sure.
Swishing it back.
Back
and forth,
right?
And I sing. And then I
put it between your legs.
Then I put it between my legs.
Like you're flossing
like
your
I'm
crack.
Flossing my crack. And I sing. La la la.
Hey, Todd, serious question. How
no,
many
I'm very
weeks?
Quick. I do it in the tub.
How many weeks do you use the same towel? I mean, it's like 4 weeks.
Oh, no. I would say. I would say.
So you change, like when you change your seats every quarter, like every 4 months, you get new towel, new sheets, right?
Say. Wow, that's a good one. Do that for me whenever you think it's appropriate. I can't believe it's inappropriate. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I got one. Let me do a better one. Yeah. I can't think of anything. Oh, shit. All right,
Tom, I want to let you have the last word.
Okay.
On this whole Iran crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yes. I know, all I know is somebody's got to get wiped off the face of the earth. That's all I know.
Is there anything you haven't told them about us? Like, you know,
in Iran?
No, me, you, on the road, doing shows. You think there's anything off the top of your head you could think of a story, not even that big of a deal,
yes,
that we didn't,
yes,
talk about?
Yes, what, yes. I'm thinking of the statute of limitations is worn out on this. You remember when we
there's
had
a statute of limitations?
No, no, it's a different thing. It's a law thing. I'll explain later. Maybe our lawyer, Snagglepuss, can explain it to you. Do you remember we were returning? We had borrowed a nice wooden table from a furniture store that you got a deal with. We were driving it back to the furniture store and it fell out of the back of the truck.
Oh, right.
And we repaired it somehow. I don't know how the fuck did we repair it? We turned it in like, oh, yeah, it's just good as new. What the fuck was that?
We glued the leg back on.
Yes, it was,
fell out of the car.
It probably would be, by today's standards, like $1,000 table or something like
that.
Yeah,
but you know what? It really was pretty strong the way I got it on there.
Yeah, I mean, that
I was a different person then. I was under a lot of duress. I was under a lot of stress. I just lost my father.
Uh-huh. Wow. Is that the kind of thing you were looking for, crimes?
Well, I didn't say crimes. Thanks a lot. He throws me under the bus. But, you know, the good story is the minute I sold my first show, I went back there and I told them. And as I'm leaving, the guy goes, "You owe me another $8." I said, "I should have never come back and made it right." What am I doing with my hand? I listen.
Woof woof. Hey, Todd. Todd, you're going to be in Denver soon, because I live in Colorado half the time now. Can I come see you?
Sure.
Can I get free tickets or at least a discount?
Tom?
Yes?
I can get you. Is four tickets enough?
No. Well, I've got a lot of friends. Well, and is there a baby sack? I'm going to bring my kids, my grandchildren, too.
I don't think there's a...
I just need like a big table up front. About 8 people or 10.
Oh.
And like we need a car seat. We need an adapter for a high chair and a car seat.
Oh,
can you get
that?
This
is a fancy club.
Like, no, but can you get that?
But this is a fancy
club.
Well,
if we give you enough time, they can maybe find one.
The baby will wear a tux. It's fine.
yeah, we'll get it. We have a tux shirt.
You know what would drive me nuts? If someone had a baby in the audience.
Oh, but they're cute.
I wouldn't allow it.
Don't forget about me.
Oh, hello.
Snagglepuss is going to be there, too.
Snagglepuss. What's your origin?
'70s cartoons.
Todd.
He answered honestly. '70s cartoons.
I'm straight out of the TV.
Well, you're nothing but a delight. You're always positive around here, and you're always throwing around a lot of good energy.
Can I be honest with you, Mr. Glass?
Oh, sure.
Todd, here's another life hack. You can use an old bottle and refill it with water like you just did. Todd,
Tom got Todd. Tom got Todd.
You're life hacking
Tom
all the time. You don't even know it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Just because I knew you might say that.
Yeah.
I spit in your water.
Oh, Todd got Tom.
Well, let me tell you.
Todd got Tom.
No. Okay, but as you may or may not know, I'm low on digestive enzymes, so that spit helped me.
Oh, Tom got Todd.
Because I knew you were going to say that, I had all the enzyme taken out of my body through a blood examination, so none of the spit I had any enzyme.
Todd got Todd.
But there was enough spit in there to send a 23andMe to find out you're related to Sasquatch.
Tom got Todd.
Well, I guess the reason you thought that is because you took one look at your wife and you thought that must be the case.
Whoa, that's right.
What?
My wife.
I thought we were
you
just.
You know, Heidi. Heidi
loves me. It's just part of the bit.
I mean, she's not uncomfortable with her Sasquatch background.
Hey, by the way, I just think whatever people, if someone's a Sasquatch, I love it.
I told you.
Wow.
I'm part Sasquatch.
Okay.
Can we talk about 23andMe real quick?
Sure.
Is it a good idea to send your DNA off to a private company that's going to hold it and the police departments can then cross? I mean,
they just found that serial killer.
I mean, cool,
but
interesting.
I really want to know about my heritage or any diseases I might be
Well, I think when the great culling that's
just
coming
don't kill
up,
anybody.
Where they're gonna kill certain people with certain genetic markers. That's not for like 20
years. Guys. Oh,
hold
okay,
on.
I'm good. Can I tell you? I've had some fresh air, so I don't want to be scared. What are you guys talking about?
A 23andMe. Where
forget
like,
about it. I don't want to be scared. Oh, is this true?
No, it's not true. Okay. I mean, they're not gonna have a great culling.
I think I heard about this. Yet. There's a lot of shooting going on in it.
23andMe?
No.
No. Okay, no. It's just like people are finding.
I think you're thinking of the Purge.
They think that's what happens in the future?
No.
If you call today the future.
I should be a movie reviewer.
Well, let's hear a review.
Oh, what movie?
I heard it was good.
I'll act as good as I can. Like, I didn't do my job, and I'm on
The Looper.
And I'm on a morning talk show.
Ready Player
and
One.
My job is they go to me for movie reviews. They're like, and now Todd Glass
Jurassic
is here,
World.
And you're my host, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'll be on the phone.
Hello?
No. Oh, Todd.
No, I don't want to be on the phone.
I'll just do
a lot of great movies
well,
out
you,
here.
Thank you.
What have you seen recently, and what do you think?
Ask me about a movie. That's how bad I am.
A specific movie?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, what have you seen the latest edition of Star Wars? I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
Well, I did see the movie Star Wars, and I think, like a lot of people, I had mixed reviews. Were you able to see it?
yeah, I did, but you're the professional critic, so I'd like to hear your opinion.
Well, I thought that it gave some of the... what I had hoped that it that
Todd, would did you see the movie? Because if you didn't see
I
it,
did.
We can move on to the next one.
Of course I saw it. It was, I thought the ending was really bad.
What specifically didn't you like about
the nature of how, you know, I just need something bigger than that. I mean, of course.
Bigger than the Death Star blowing up?
What?
All right. It's going to sound like a bit, but it's not a bit. It's kind of a bit, but it's a true thing. It's George Carlin. This is like...
George Carlin.
So to George Carlin, we don't have cable anymore. We got this Hulu, right? Hulu. So
is that your housekeeper?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to catch up.
No, it's how you access the channels now. But
oh,
the trouble
I know. Shut up.
But the trouble is, it takes so long, and you can't flip around. And then you get sidetracked. Like, well, I'll just pile up the things I want to watch next
and
time I'm committed
them.
To watch. Yeah. So I don't watch TV anymore. I organize what I will eventually watch. So I spent about a half hour, 45 minutes going, all right, when I really got time,
you
I'm going to watch a show.
Because I got rid of the cable. I'll tell you why I got rid of the cable, because I want to get it. First, I thought, do I not need it for a while? I do. So then I thought, well, then why not just fix what's here? Because to get them, one TV wasn't working in my bedroom. And to get them on the phone, what they put you through, I go, I'm just canceling it.
I know.
I gave every box back, every remote back, right. Start brand new and clean.
Yes.
They won't do that.
No,
you know?
That's what's good about getting Hulu. I mean, you don't have to deal with the
but
bullshit.
I still want to flip.
It's also free if you are a Spotify premium member.
Is that right?
Wow, or if you just upgraded your plan to Sprint 3 days ago, they'll give it to you.
And if you have T-Mobile, you
hot
can get
stuff,
Netflix for
hot
free.
Stuff, everybody.
Watch our life hacks.
I pay $46 a month for Netflix.
What?
Wow. Yeah, Netflix automatically deducts $9.99 from my bank, and then my bank takes out $36 for the overdraft fee every month.
That's Eric Olson, everybody. You can catch him at colleges and comedy clubs
that's
all across
right.
the nation.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Who's there?
Have another drink, Tom Martin. Have another drink.
Ah, yeah.
Whoa. Tom, slow down. You are not Blake Wexler.
I got so fucked up.
You are not Blake Wexler.
I was trying to drink with Wexler. I couldn't hang with Blake Wexler.
You Ubered, by the way, too.
Blake, if you're coming from the West Side, get here early.
And you Ubered.
Go to the bar next
by
to the
way,
golf course.
By the way, to George Carlin, you Ubered.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Uber? Is that that?
Well, Uber, you ever see this new thing, Uber piggyback?
my new jokes, I got to keep people up.
Yeah, have you talked about Uber presidential?
Well, I think we have. You could get Uber presidential. You could
what
just have
it?
To name it yourself. Well, if you had the money, it would be you get a three SUVs.
Right,
and they just drive,
and about eight
drive.
Cops.
Sure.
Well, you could get that would be a lot to do. You could get cops that would, I think, escort you in the big. Yeah, I think you can get cops. They'd still have to stop at red lights, but they could escort you somewhere.
Are you allowed to stick your head out of the sunroof so people can see?
Why not just one in the front and one in the back? Make it more realistic, because that's something that someone could sort of do.
Have you ever seen the presidential
every cop
motorcade go by? Yeah. I saw it one time when George Bush came to Seattle.
Exciting.
And the motorcycle from the back speeds all the way up to the front to block off the next intersection, and then they just like...
Right.
And then there's an ambulance at the end, too, which is interesting. Sorry. Yeah. You know they're not really going to work.
Have you seen the Kim Jong Uber?
What's that?
That's when a bunch of guys will run along the car, all around the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, did you see...
I love it.
Kim Jong?
How'd you know I was going to say that? Because we just talked about it off the air, right. So the thing with... He was doing a show, and somebody in the audience was having a seizure, and because he's a doctor, he has a lot of abilities.
No way.
He jumped off stage, dealt with it, waited with them till the ambulance got there, then went back up and did his act.
Whoa.
Talk about being a pretty fucking cool guy.
That is great.
I know, that's crazy, right? That's
why, like, what are you, a massage license? One time someone got a sore neck, and I had to run off stage and rub their traps were super tight. And so I did a couple of trap exercise. You know, I just really squeezed the shit out of the trap and went right back up.
And
there.
I really appreciated you for that, Tom.
Oh, that's how they met.
Snuggle pussy. Yeah, not a big tipper.
Having a seizure, that's technically a heckle, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can kick him out if you want. Or get Todd's cop to shoot him.
I want to sing.
Hell yeah. We love it when you
sing.
Do
we have the... How about that? So last week we were gonna do.
What's the bit? Is it when you land?
You got to bow to the universe. It's the only thing you do.
You've got to bow to the universe. It's only you can do.
I don't want to sing anymore.
John, do you think I'm revving hot still?
You're great. No. You do whatever you do. Whatever you do is perfect.
Really funny.
I hope you always feel. Did I say you're revving hot?
I was getting worked up.
Well, good.
I wrote some bits down. I tried to act like they weren't bits. I tried to roll them right into the show.
Which one? Oh, which ones? I want to hear.
Oh, you know, the weaving through traffic, the stuff like that.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Life hacks.
No one has to know.
I love the idea of Tom being like, you guys, I have this great idea off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What's in his hand?
Total fake. Yeah.
Wow. Well, our listeners know that you're a sham.
I improv'd this when I was at the restaurant waiting.
Is that what you were doing? You're turning to people.
I was improv'ing thing on the yellow pad. Yeah.
it just goes to show that Tom Martin is a professional.
That's true.
For sure.
Tom Martin is a professional.
Hey, advice to other podcast guests. Do the work.
That's right, man. Get there early.
Look, I'm closing my eyes.
You don't want to be racing to the Todd Glass Show with 15 minutes till showtime.
My eyes are shut. You think I'm scared to do the show? No, I am. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I thought that's why you wanted to do
it. No. He closed his eyes. Guess when he opened them, what he saw.
Isn't that funny? They were all giving me the finger.
And I eight birds sticking them right in his dumb face.
To George Carr, and it looks like I purposely went,
I'm going to close my eyes now.
Yeah, no.
I swear to God, that's what you wanted.
Nope. I swear to God. To George Carlin.
Man, I
get how it looks like. Come on, you out of nowhere. Yeah, I get it. I do get it. That's why it's
I'm gonna yawn and close my eyes for a second. You guys don't do anything.
Oh, yeah, you guys got me.
We got him.
When the
moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hey, Todd, can I ask you something?
Well, yeah.
Okay, we discussed what you would say if you were a airline pilot. Mm-hmm. What would you say if you were a bus driver?
A bus driver?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. May I have a...
Hello? Hello, everybody. We'd like... Oh.
It's harder.
I know.
Hey, everybody. We are obviously getting a little bit of a late start here, but we're going to pull in on time. The roads look clear.
You didn't let me finish. In Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
No, there's no bit I can do.
Already I'm in danger.
Schoiken.
Schoiken and boinken and loinken and twinken.
Now, that is Germany, just, well, a little bit that I know.
What'd you say?
We have to say that I said, would you like a piece of French bread with a slice of ham on it?
Oh. How do you say in
Sweet Toots?
Hey, how do you say serve bread on the bus?
No. This is somewhere else. Yes? Questions?
Todd, what if you were the tour guide on Universal Studios and you were passing through the
Back
to the
Future? That'd be hard. I couldn't do it.
You know what?
You never
I've always thought that you are so funny, you should do those tour guides.
Yes. Oh, shut up.
Oh, that'd be great.
No, that's
Todd, can you imagine Todd?
You are really funny. I think you would kill it.
Well, I mean, I could. I'd try it, I guess.
That's what I think funny people do.
Oh,
you should drive one of those buses
around. Yeah, you'd be great. You could go, oh, we're going to crash. You'd be great at that.
When I dropped out of teaching school at UC Irvine, I'm bragging, I know, I went to teaching school.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
The teacher advisor, professor, was trying to talk me out of dropping out of teaching school. And like,
I thought of it.
I said, I want to do comedy. And he was so discouraging. He's like, he almost basically said, you're never going to make it.
But he
was like, you can be a teacher and just write jokes for like game shows and stuff. And I'm like, nah.
You know,
try it a little harder.
Did you?
I
mean, that's fine.
Look, we don't that's not begrudging anybody who ends up maybe owning a home because of like some weird writing job, like on Price is Right. I'm sure they do have things that happen a lot that they have a staff writer just for, you know, if this happens again or if the wheel goes around too long. I happen to know that with a little bit of certainty, I think. I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere.
Pretty sure that I know for a fact that possibly one time.
Without a doubt.
Maybe, without a doubt.
99%.
Okay. I'm 99% sure that somebody told me that they have writers on Price is Right. I'm being honest, I'm saying it silly, but I mean what I say, yes.
I swear to God.
It's been so long, you forget whether you made it up or not.
Todd, I swear to God, I want to know the truth. When's our dessert getting here?
We have dessert.
No, but that.
Oh, you.
No,
like,
that was a bit, right? I mean.
No.
Vinny's getting his
Tic Tacs. Vinny sent Tic Tacs.
Shake.
It's enough for everybody to have two. He said he ate some of them. He said I got hungry. I can't wait to. What are we going to eat? Let's talk about what we're going to eat.
Speaking of eating,
I could go for some fruit stripes.
Oh, yes.
But for a big meal, what do you think?
The
bubble
pizza.
Yum. Bubble yum.
Bubblicious.
Bubblicious. Right. Like a meal.
Do they still have that fruit stripe gum?
Trident.
What about
I used to love that fruit stripe gum.
What about some big chew? Just fill us up.
Oh, yeah. We could pretend we're baseball players.
Well, gum is a meal, and it is a dessert.
Right.
So that's what Vinny's right. I hope he's happy. Do you think when he listens to this, there'll be a smirk within himself like, well, I am right.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I made the whole bit.
He's probably like, I was just fucking trying to help.
He's breathing on his fingernails and rubbing
his shirt. All I was doing was helping Todd with his fucking food thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm the asshole.
Here's where Vinny's right.
Because if we were starving to death, like we haven't had food in like 7 or 8 weeks, we would eat the gum
as a dessert.
Food. Yeah, we would chew it and swallow it as food.
Right.
So sweet.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Yummy.
You know what I do? I call bubble yum.
Maybe he thought.
Four Chews Bubble Yum. That used to be my nickname in sixth grade.
Then the sugar would be gone.
I used to love it. I used to put bubble gum on all my teeth and then make pretend I was just eating other food. You get it? Picture me right now. People listening. You take a piece of bubble yum, shove it over here. Take another piece of bubble yum. It took like 6 pieces. I'd smush across the front. Then I'd squish them.
All the square pieces?
The square pieces, yeah. Exactly. And then I'd cut them in half and turn them sideways. And then I'd do that, and then I'd do the bottom, and then I'd go, look at me, I'm bubblegum man. By the way, I never did
I know it's a dessert, but you really made a meal out of it.
Thank God.
John, can I ask you a question?
If it's a serious question, because right now I'm very sensitive.
Well, how tall were you in middle school?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I had a big cock.
No, but I mean, like... No, because I think how tall you are in middle school like affects your grown-up personality.
Oh, I was, I think, average, like on the tall side, but not absurd. Right. You know,
so like 6 foot.
I grew. By the way, I grew in junior high. Is that normal?
Yeah, but see, if you grew in high school, like some of us,
it gives you
a complex. You always feel like no matter how tall you get, you're still a short guy inside.
I think. Oh yeah.
Oh
that,
my God.
Of course. That
explains so much.
Of course, everybody. That's why I say look at a picture of someone that when they were like 8 or 9 or 12 or 13. Get a few pictures of that. Then you know who they are.
Right.
You're like, oh, right. That's who you are. Yeah. And it helps you understand someone better. It's a silly little thing to do, but if the opportunity, get a look at someone when they're younger. You'll understand them a little better, especially if you, even if you just know them in a workplace or you're going to be around them a lot or it's a friend of a friend's. And because then you'll, especially if you don't like
a little them. Life hack here, you can steal their password to their email and just find out a
I
lot of.
What I was saying before, it really didn't make any sense. Like, you're going to graduate. All I'm saying is when it can happen, it can coincidentally help you. But I don't think you can go around. Let me see a picture of you from when you were younger. I want to know about you. Why you're so moody.
Real quick, go back to the gum. You cut them in half?
I never did that.
Well, were they squares or like little barrels?
Well, they could be cut in half.
Did you take the time to make them tooth shaped?
Of course I did. I had a dentist make real teeth, I swear.
Is this a false premise?
I feel like I got caught.
Hey, do you know how to make orange chicken?
Sure I do. You're called Joe Coy.
Oh, your reused bottle has a fancy cork stopper on it. Mine just has the twist off thing.
Because you're just here one day.
Oh,
Todd got Tom.
No, I didn't. I'm so hungry. Let's talk about what we're going to eat and then pick a fun song to play.
I like breakfast
different.
Foods.
I don't want to do the same thing.
Breakfast for dinner is always good.
Breaking. I think maybe get some eggs.
Yeah.
Would anybody be willing? Now, once we get out of here, we're going to feel different. Now it's all talk. But are we going to really want to scramble eggs?
Well, we could just get your chickens in that roost in the yard here. I wish we had a chicken sound effect. Todd, what's your favorite of your barnyard animals here?
Well, I'm scared. I'm scared of any animal that's scared. Oh, shit. That scares the shit out of me. Oh, these don't sound like they're even free in a yard.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, they make me nervous.
They make you nervous.
Yeah, because they're uneasy. They're not.
Chickens are uneasy in general, though.
They're chickens.
Yes,
they're scared. That's
they're
why
very
they call
tense.
Them that.
They're
chicken. That's where the expression.
I like
comes
an
from.
Animal that's big enough that I can wrestle around with it, but nice enough that it won't kill me.
Oh, you should get a bear.
An alligator. An alligator bear.
Well, I'm a big buff looking and I go downtown.
When did you take guitar lessons, Todd? I didn't know.
I got a big red tie and I chew my tobacco.
When I first met you,
oh,
baby.
Sorry, I thought that was my song. Why are you singing?
You gotta go downtown.
Steak and potatoes and lobster.
I like this song.
I sure felt fine.
It's about food.
But now all you give me is seaweed and alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds. And I got my doubts. Babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show on the Nerdist Network. How about a little some money, some checks coming my way? Aristotle, it's Todd. How are you?
Doing fine.
Well, we're going to go in for the close.
Does anybody want to sponsor me?
Does anybody want to get...
Just
anybody
in life.
Yeah.
Would anybody
whatever
like to
you
get
need.
Me
like a red
sandwich?
Like a Red Bull sponsor?
Whatever, anybody.
Attention, I'd like to talk to everybody through this megaphone.
Okay, Todd, we hear you.
This has not been planned.
Okay.
Do you think that we would have the follow-through to make grilled cheese sandwiches here?
Do you have grilled cheese sandwich material?
No.
Ooh.
No, I think that probably won't happen then.
Okay, I'm going to put the megaphone down.
You didn't talk to me, though. With it.
You should get a special grilled cheese sandwich maker.
Excuse me, John Brand Wagner. How are you?
I'm great. Do you want to talk to my friend Snagglepuss?
Well,
can he make sandwiches?
Can I make sandwiches?
Oh, hi, Snaggle. Snaggle what?
Snagglepuss.
Hi, Snagglepuss. Do you think that you would be... You'd have to go to Vaughn's. Do you know how to drive?
Oh, no, but I can skip there.
Well, if that's something you wouldn't mind doing, and get all... Do you have money, or can I give you a credit card?
Yeah, give me your credit card.
And then you'll...
Snagglepuss, are you really going to go shopping if you get Todd?
I'm going to go shopping for a new mint coat.
I have to ask a question. Why did you think it was weird, the questions I was asking Snagglepuss?
Me? John Brian Wagner?
John Wagner. Because all I said was, what did I say? I asked a question.
If he would go shopping?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to steal money from you if you give him a credit card.
Oh, you think so? I thought he was
He's opportunistic.
Yeah. I thought he was a loving guy.
He's a swindler.
Yeah, like a Bugs Bunny.
Oh, jeez.
What's the deal with Bugs Bunny? He's not a bug, and he's, I guess he is a bunny.
He crosses it off a list. All right, that was solved. Live, I worked that out.
That's too funny. Where, you know.
Todd, you know when The Simpsons is really going to get the shit together? When it's 60-year-old white guys and 50-year-old white guys. 10 more years.
They'll figure it out by then.
Right.
What's the turnover rate with those
Zero.
Writers? You're the only one that got fired?
Pretty much. No, there's a handful.
Did you get fired or...
I just didn't get renewed when Al Jean took over the show from Mike Scully in season 12.
That happened to me when I worked for the audience department over at Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really fired. I just wasn't ever put on the schedule again.
And by the way, can I say one more thing about it? There's got to be people over there that overwhelmingly, again, if they heard this, would go, oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like a no shit type of a thing, but it's... But you said you don't know the intricacies of that question, but you know, just from your being, you think it's probably.
I know, sir. I could go down the list of names and guess their opinion, but I'm not gonna.
Right, of
I'm
course.
Doing it in my head right now. Here I go.
I wouldn't ask you to because
I
I'm
just
a
did
professional.
It, that's how fast I did it.
No, you can't do that. So someone was saying when the plane lands, Megan, Portland's Megan,
uh-huh.
Megan. Why do I?
She gave you the pipe.
Yes. And great songs and a lot of good energy.
Does she live near the river?
Hey, don't be rude. Don't be rude. She has a golden retriever, and he'll come after you. Thank you. Ah, that's right. You're so cute. What time? Give me bite your face. That's right. I'll bite you, too. I bite you, sure. And I bite you. That's right. That's what I do.
No, I speak dog. You know what he's saying?
What?
It rains too much here.
Oh, I love you too. Say I love you. Oh, say I love you. Say I love you. Okay, hold on. Say I love you. Say I love you. No. Say I love you. Say I love you. No, not love you. Hold on. Give me a second here. Say I love you. I love you. No, I love you.
I love you.
Oh my God!
The dog talked.
Whoa!
Did you hear that? Fuck. He totally talked. It worked, Todd. You can really speak. You can teach dogs English.
Really?
Now
I'm a dog. Now I'm a bad cartoon dog.
Hey, what's on that tree over there? Oh,
Doug Benson. Yes, for royalties. Well,
what's on top of that house?
The weather outside is frightful, and the land is only brightful. And since we got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodbye.
Ba-da-da-da.
Got a new sleigh. Ho, 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 ho. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Had a very shiny nose.
And
if you ever saw it, you would even swear it glows. Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to San Tom.
Snow here,
my Frosty hat and two eyes made out of coals. Down through the village
with a broomstick in his hand.
Yelling,
where's Beaver God?
Saying,
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle round the lens.
I want to alarm that we've had a, I think we all had a nervous breakdown. We're going to have to stop the show.
I'm not sure we're all singing the same song.
No, I don't.
I was
That's
pretty sure we
over.
Were.
The show's over. We had our podcast license taken.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.